tradition of conversation on the Good Day program. Hello. The Good Day Good Guys are here. Well, there's a couple of us.
Yeah, we are.
At any rate, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, with a Monday morning attitude. Mine is, I don't know whether it's confused, conflicted. At any rate, the essence of what happens when you are confronted with allergies, even the, cold weather, I'm back on the farm, and the cold weather and what apparently is dryness gets at you and sort of eats at things like one's voice. So it may sound like I have a little bit of a cold in my nose, but I don't really have it. It's not what it is at all. It's just, I guess, Monday, amongst other things. So let's find out. I thought the interview on 60 Minutes last night, Jay Leno, was very good. And the fact that he said he didn't want to do another late night show was pretty interesting, too. We'll get to that at some point. But as usual, Monday morning mayhem and a Maryland mall, the site of another shooting, and a lot more questions appear to be on the front page of your morning newspaper than answers. So if you'd like to know what basically the latest information is on this latest tribute to American progress, a 19-year-old arrived at a mall in Columbia, Maryland. He came in by cab on Saturday. About an hour later, walked into one of the stores and fired off a half a dozen shots from the rifle he had, killed two people, and injured five others. Then he turned the gun on himself. Police arrived at the mall 2 minutes after the 911 call, which is pretty good, actually, when you get right down to it. The mall has been closed since then. Shooter also had some crude explosives with him. Police and canine units have been searching the mall for any device that might have been planted before the shooting. My guess is he wasn't that sophisticated, nor was he that knowledgeable. That's the sense, anyway, that I get. So, I mean, sense is the word, perhaps, of the day here. More senseless violence and killing, and what brings it about? We keep asking these questions. It's going to get to a point where I'm going to stop even talking about these, because we have this horror. We say, oh, my God, can you believe it? And then, okay, we move on. Nothing happens. And then people say to me, well, what do you want to have happen? I want these things to stop. That's what I want to have happen. How do we go about dealing with it? We have all the sadness. The folks with the news crews show up at the funeral. Isn't it horrible? These people were innocent. And it goes on and on and on. And at the end of the day, so what? Innocent people are dead for no reason. Where this guy got the gun? Do we have any more on that, Kenny? I guess that's probably where is he's of legal age to own a gun, right? 19?
Yeah. They say he bought the rifle sometime in December.
Uh-huh. Where did he buy it?
I haven't seen anywhere
where it's at. So, 19's an age where you go put a uniform on, they put a gun in your hand and go shoot people over in Afghanistan. So, 19 appears to be an age of regard and respect when it comes to this. Okay, so what else do we know about this 19-year-old? Why the mall? Why this? Is there some history with him working at the mall? Is that something that surfaced?
No, we don't know anything. He doesn't seem to have any connection to the store or the two people he killed.
So it could have been a bowling alley, as far as that's concerned. Right? It could have been anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to open up the mall now. Not a bad-looking kid either, actually. I mean, I don't know what difference that makes, but the mall opens up, and they're going to have extra security. Why? This kid's dead. What, do you think there's going to be a trail of these people that are going to go in there? That's the thing that really bothers me. One of the things, anyway, that bothers me is we become so foolish about stuff like this. It's after-the-fact nonsense. That's what it is. Isn't that what it is?
What really gets me about this is, as I was putting stuff together for the show this morning, every news media website, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, et cetera, have the shooter's name in the headline. They're making him a celebrity. And this happens every time. And troubled kids see this and they think, well, I've got nothing else to live for. I'm going to go out in a blaze of glory and everybody will know my name.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. All right, well, Sunday morning news shows are often a part of our conversation here on Monday morning. The television shows that interview supposed important people about important things. What's more important in America today than having this discussion? Or is it a waste of time to have this discussion? I guess we can be on either side of that issue. 888-302-3684 is the phone line in here. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. And the essence of our connection, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Is there a bunch of, what do we have in terms of social media about this? It's probably plenty there, since this is like coffee's been brewing all weekend, right?
Yeah, Christine says, she's in Falls Church, Virginia, and says, this is too close to home, this nonsense, Mary says, it's sad to read almost daily another shooting in a public venue. And Andrew says, it's going to be like Tel Aviv here soon, security guards and metal detectors at mall entrances.
That is one of the things that bothers you when you go to Israel, that sort of thing. 888-302-3684. 13 past the hour, Monday, January 27th, on the not-so-good day.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, oh, good. Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fantastic. Responsive.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Question for ladies and gentlemen, are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
888 888- 302-3684. Let's focus in on some of the conversation, talk radio conversation about this over the weekend, starting out with host Sue Jeffers, who talked about the shooting on her program. There have been a number of shootings, as you know, every week. It seems like the same sort of retread. Here's their overview of the circumstances and situation.
This mall is 18 miles away from Baltimore, 24 miles away from Washington, D.C. It is a huge mall. This week we also had shootings at Purdue. We had a shooting in South Carolina. Of course, Chicago and Minneapolis, there's always shootings there. You never know what this is about, if this is gang-related, if it's domestic violence. If it's some crazy person, well, they're all crazy. If it's someone trying to make a name for themselves, what I think is really important about these incidents, as we see and hear more of them, I want to say thanks to the security mall cops. I want to say thanks to all cops because you know what? They are much better trained. And I'll tell you, when something like this happens, you watch the number of police personnel that show up. It is ATF, it's the state police, the city police, the county sheriff, all kinds of support staff. The hospitals are put on notice. They're ready to go. They actually have trial runs. That they practice. They practice what to do in these instances. They tell you drop to the floor. They tell you hide under a counter. They tell you as a customer or a visitor in one of these stores to go into a storage area, to be quiet, to text the police. I think it's really interesting to watch this whole kind of things because now in the mall when this happens, the stores, the individual stores get phone calls from the mall itself that tells them what's going on, tells them to stay put, tells them to hide, tells them to shelter in place. Think about that. Shelter in place. How scary is it that we all know what that means? That we all know what that means, how different the world has become. And they tell people to stay in the stores and wait until the police come and clear you. And then get this, before you can leave the movie theater, the mall, the university, the whatever, you have to show a photo ID. You have to show a photo ID so that they can prove that you're not really the shooter. You've seen those pictures of when a school has a school shooting and the kids all run up with their hands on their heads and they all have to be verified too to make sure that they have the right guy. How about this one at the mall? And this is a huge mall. Keep that in mind. The movie theater. They told people when they got the all clear and to start moving in one direction so they could be cleared to leave the police would be able to ask you questions and tell you what's going on.
All right. So let's sort of understand what's going on here. The mall where this teenager gunned down two people before he was killed was a bustle, yeah. It's one of these big malls. They're building them bigger and bigger. His name, by the way, is Darian Marcus Aguilar. Opening up the mall again today. Interesting that the people that are investigating this found a journal of his. It expressed general happiness. Contents were enough for an officer looking into the disappearance of him on the day of the shooting to worry about his safety. Took a taxi to the mall. It's the same story we read over and over again. Another kid, but a different name, but the same story. 888-302-3684. Good day.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades.
But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Is this our dirty laundry in America? These stories with the Maryland Mall shooting over the weekend to be the latest in a long series of crazy things happening to our country, happening in our country. I don't know what this is. To our country. I don't know what the right preposition is. Is it to our country? Is it in our country? We are pretty foolish here in a lot of different ways. It would seem that as a progressive or a modern country, we ought to be able to figure out how to handle all this or how to keep it from happening, but we apparently can't. So there's a lot of strange chemistry here for sure. 888-302-3684. That's Don Henley, by the way. Number one song during this week in 1983 was Dirty Laundry, that which we have plenty of. Okay, so up next here, I think we need to move on from this Maryland Mall shooter story to the continuing conversation about Mr. Snowden, the NSA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Radio and television all flitter with conversation about him. Latest, maybe attributable to conversation with host Mike O'Neill and Mike Russell, talking about the road that led us to the point that the NSA is spying on you.
This goes back to issues that are older than America, about how far the government can go in intruding on our privacy. You know, when the Constitution was written, it was about British soldiers breaking down our door. But as it's been interpreted, the issues about government's rights or lack of rights to monitor our phone calls are really imputed to be about the same thing. What I want to suggest is, as a country, we tend to do bad things when we get scared. Most recently, I think the immediate stuff that we're engaged in right now is all byproducts of the fact that after 9/11, we went a little nuts.
You're referencing the Patriot Act, right?
Yeah. Patriot Act and that was okay. Certainly part. There absolutely. Right. But you know what? There's a lot of historical precedent for this.
Okay.
In World War II, after Pearl Harbor, what we did to the Japanese in this country, Japanese American citizens were all embarrassed by that. In the 1950s, it was communism. Remember back? That was back when those Russians were 9 feet tall and invincible.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe McCarthy said there's 257, I don't know the number, but it was a very specific number. He never produced one, but he said there's that many communists in the State Department, and the country freaked out. In the 1960s, the government went after anti-war protesters, they went after Martin Luther King, and they weren't just doing surveillance. I mean, they're sending him notes saying you ought to commit suicide or else this information is going to get out. They weren't just investigating. I think, and then we have 9/11 and the Patriot Act, I think we've got to see this as all kind of forms of the same thing. We get scared.
To what end, though? Are we justifying it because of that?
Well, I think that's what always has been. There is a tension in the Fourth Amendment that says that we shall be secure in our homes and property against, quote-unquote, unreasonable searches and seizures.
Correct.
Now, that doesn't give us an absolute right not to be searched. What it protects us against is an unreasonable search. And the whole word comes down to what is unreasonable. And historically, when we get scared, what happens is we push the envelope and say it's more important that the country as a whole, there's a threat. We have to be secure against that. And so we're willing to threaten personal liberties more. I'm not saying we should. I'm saying I think it's inarguable historically that is what we have done.
Those that are leading, those that are ruling, so to speak, are the ones that would be quick and have the knee-jerk reaction. We need to strip civil liberties. I highly doubt you would poll each of the ones that are impacted by this, meaning the citizens, and say, how many of your civil liberties are you willing to give up in the name of 9/11 puppies? You got remember 9/11. We're supposed to. Do you realize that?
Yep.
This far removed from 9/11, 12 years, 13 years now removed from 9/11, we, to this day, when you hear 9/11, you are supposed to shut up.
Yep.
You don't defend that. You don't argue against. They just say 9/11, and you're supposed to sit down like a dog.
888-302-3684, NSA and the Focus on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now. And look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of people will be talking about the Grammys today, who won and who didn't. Maybe they'll talk about the beginning, the opening number with Beyonce shaking her butt around and wondering how that had relevance to the other music. McCartney won, so that sort of spoke to me and my generation. But other than that, I don't think there was much there for me. So it's not an all-inclusive. Maybe bringing McCartney in is supposed to be all-inclusive or make it all-inclusive, but I didn't find it entertaining. I don't find much of today's music, and I'm entertained by a lot of as a matter of fact, I know I like LL Cool J. He's a rapper. Do I like him as a rapper? Some of the stuff that he does, actually, Kenny, has some value to me. Mm-hmm. But in terms of most of the stuff, what turns me off, and I don't think this is an age thing, is there was a little bit of the politics of the focus on gay marriage, and there was, I don't know, that's okay. And all the rest of the stuff, I guess the Grammys, if we went back however many years, the focus on the red carpet and all the other stuff that you see in here becomes kind of banal. We have good entertainment. We have good musicians. We have good music, but it's not universal. And I'm not sure that it ever was. When we were kids, was the music universal? Did Elvis appeal to my parents? Nope. When you were a kid, did the Eagles appeal to your parents? I don't know. Maybe you did. What appealed to your parents, Kenny, when you were a kid that appealed to you? Something in the same?
Neil Diamond.
Okay.
Yeah. In the 70s, my mom was a huge fan, and I liked some of his rockier kind of songs.
So is there somebody today? I like Coldplay. They're very contemporary. I'm just trying to think of some of the other things that I like Adele. I don't know whether she was present last night, because after Beyonce in the first few minutes, I kind of went off and went over to Downton Abbey. Not often do I spend time in front of the television set, but yeah, last night was a good night for that. Cold and in front of the fireplace. So, is there a group that we can say, or an individual that I suppose Bublé to a point, Adele to a point, Coldplay to a point? Who else would you say is really good at bridging generation? McCartney, anything he does, yeah, I think is popularized by people of all ages, right? And maybe Ringo to a point. No, not Ringo. Ringo doesn't transcend like McCartney does. But who else? Well, the Rolling Stones. You know, most everybody knows who the Rolling Stones are, for sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the younger generation that likes a lot of the music that would have been on the Grammys last night really knows a lot of the Stone songs. I mean, there are some like Satisfaction that you hope everyone knows, but they haven't really had any hits lately.
No.
So there's not a there's that's how a lot of younger people listening to top 40 or whatever passes for top 40 today would gauge what they like and don't like about music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So that's basic sort of rudimentary stuff when it comes to the Grammy Awards. Back to the NSA and to Mr. Snowden's impact on the history of America, the modern history of America. From the Sunday morning NBC News program Meet the Press, David Gregory talked to former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff about what Chertoff thinks should be done with Mr. Snowden.
What do you do to get Edward Snowden back?
Well, you know, we have done deals in the past with spies, but they've always been a deal where you take a very heavy prison sentence. When I was head of the criminal division, we made a deal with Robert Hansen. He agreed to give us everything he had given the Russians, but what we did is we put him in prison for life instead of the death
penalty. Is it irresponsible to call him a spy? Is there any evidence to back that up?
You know, I think that legitimate questions have been raised. Now, I don't know what the facts will show, but if you look at his behavior, the fact that he systematically went and collected information about a wide range of programs, techniques that are used to penetrate for intelligence collection, and then he goes to Russia, of all places, it certainly raises legitimate questions. Who benefited from this? How did he know where to go? How did he know to go to Hawaii to find a place there was vulnerability? How did he know where he ought to look? All of these, I think, are things which, as Chairman Rogers said, we ought to explore.
He's been punished enough, is essentially what his legal advisor is saying. I mean, there's a lot of sympathy for Snowden, and there's a lot of hatred for Snowden. That'll be viewed different ways.
Well, I think that's preposterous. I mean, he is the one who fled. He left at the point at which he announced what he had done. So he took himself out of the country. He exiled himself. He then went to Russia. He is now regaling the world with interviews and other kinds of public relations things. As far as I can tell, I haven't seen any evidence he's incarcerated, and they keep saying, well, we're going to give him asylum as long as he wants. So this is not a person who's being punished. He has a spotlight and he's using it.
Is there any reason for him to come back to the U.S. and think that, A, he can get a fair trial, or that there's the potential for a reduced sentence that makes sense?
Well, I think he can certainly get a fair trial. Now, the question is he going to get a trial in which he gets convicted? And I think there's a high likelihood he will. If he decides he wants to come back, if he decides he wants to tell the U.S. government everything that he stole, which is important, he might be able to bargain for some kind of a reduced sentence. But again, going back to the Hansen case, I don't think we're talking about amnesty. We'd be talking about maybe life in prison, maybe 30 years, maybe 25 years, but not something that would be a slap on the wrist.
That would be enough to entice me to come back, wouldn't it, you, Kenny?
Yeah.
Instead of
wow,
getting life in prison. 30 years, yeah, right. And meanwhile, right, these guys, this guy is a hack. He always was a hack. He's full of himself and, my father used to say, full of old shoes. Michael Chertoff, Homeland Security Secretary, I think under Bush, as I remember. 888-302-3684. All right, so one more piece of this pie before we move on to something that, well, there's actually two or three different things here that I still want to spend some time on. But first, from CNN, Candy Crowley talked to Senator Rand Paul about the lawsuit that he's filed against the NSA. See, this is the most important part of the story. Snowden's not the story, really. The NSA is the story. And what they're doing to your rights, your privileges, things that are part of what you expect to have as the free life we so extol the value of here in America. So here's what Rand Paul had to say about the lawsuit.
You have filed suit against the National Security Agency, basically aimed at that big metadata program where they collect information on phone calls made here in the U.S. and into the U.S. Have you gotten any Democrats or any Republicans, for that matter, to join you in that suit?
There are several Democrats who I talk with on a routine basis about trying to reform the NSA. I don't know if any of them are ready to be on the lawsuit yet, but on legislation, I am on legislation with Senator Wyden and Udall and Blumenthal to try to reform the FISA courts, to try to reform some of this collection of records. But our court case will be historic because it'll be the first time that a class action suit, over 350,000 people are saying you can't have my phone records if the warrant doesn't have my name on it and it doesn't specify what you want them for and it doesn't accuse me of some kind of crime with probable cause. This is an incredibly important debate over the Fourth Amendment. And so I think our lawsuit will have great ramifications and I think it'll make it to the Supreme Court.
I hope so. 888-302-3684. Before we leave Homeland Security and this sort of thing, there was a conference of mayors held, the annual United States Conference of Mayors, and the present Secretary of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, was speaking there. He said that approximately 11 million people are in the country illegally, and his philosophy is that these 11 million people have earned the right to be citizens. This has nothing to do with the NSA, but it does have to do with Homeland Security. An earned path to citizenship for those currently present in this country is a matter of, in my view, so said Mr. Johnson, the Homeland Security ought to encourage people to come out from the shadows. He was remarking, this is probably the first public speech he's given. He was confirmed late in December, if I remember correctly, Kenny. So here's your new chief of Homeland Security who says all 11 million people who are in the country illegally have earned the right to be citizens. So if I were the boss, today would be his last day or yesterday would have been his last day. The illegals who are here have earned the right. How do you make a stupid blanket statement like that? Maybe some of them have if they put on a uniform and gone into the military. Maybe there are some of those. But who else? Who among, and those of you who are illegal, who has earned the right? And how do you say all 11 million who are here illegally have earned the right? What, you earned the right because you came here illegally and you're still here? So that's, then you've cast this as your right? Huh?
That's one of the dumbest things I ever heard.
My God, what a stupid jerk. What a kind of stupidity. Where do these people come from? Do they have to pass a stupidity test in order to become somebody who has a job like that? Aye. 888-302-3684. Okay. So in a moment, we'll spend some time on the Olympics and then excerpts from the Jay Leno interview last night, which has a lot of people talking today. 16:30 for the hour on the Good Day program.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call.
You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. All at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Eight 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 3-0-2-3-6-8-4. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. Well, let's see here. Mike Huckabee has embarrassed himself about as much as anybody could embarrass himself with the remarks that he made last week about women and I don't even I'm not sure I should even go there. However, he was able to have a conversation on his program yesterday with Steven Seagal about Seagal's relationship with Vladimir Putin as we talk about the Olympics coming up next month.
You do have a good relationship with Vladimir Putin, and the world's attention is on the stage of Russia because of the Olympics. Do you feel confident that he and the Russian government can make this a safe environment for the people of the world who will gather for the Olympics?
I don't think that there's any such thing as 100% guarantee on anything in life. As you know, you could walk out to, you know, go buy a bag of sugar and get hit by a car. So anything is possible. But I do know the Alpha Spetsnaz group very, very well. I think they are some of the best anti-terrorist crack commandos in the world. I know them very well, actually. And I think that by virtue of the fact that they have so much experience with terrorism, you couldn't have a better group of guys that are out there searching them out and you know, getting rid of them or getting them neutralized.
Right. So you know what? Who cares what Stephen Seagal says about Vladimir Putin? I'm more interested, frankly, in trying to understand what would have provoked him, Kenny. He was speaking to the Republican National Committee, said that it was wrong to give women access to no copay birth control under the Affordable Care Act, that by doing so, women were being told they are helpless without Uncle Sugar coming in and providing for them a prescription each month for birth control because they can't control their libido or their reproductive system without the help of the government. where do you go with that comment?
I don't know. I thought it was, when I first saw it posted on the internet, I thought it had to be a joke.
Yeah.
But it's not. We played the audio from it last week.
Yeah,
really,
we
said
did
that.
Yeah. Pretty chilling for women, and I wouldn't expect if he was interested in running for president, he'd had three women that would vote for him. At any rate, 51 after the hour as we discuss some of the issues of the day here on Good Day.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Solving problems, part of what goes on the air here, referencing problems and just kind of airing dirty laundry. I guess that's part of what goes on in any conversation, one way or another. And the NBC Dirty Laundry got aired on CBS last night with Steve Kroft interviewing Jay Leno about his impending departure from The Tonight Show, which a lot of people are going to be talking about the next couple of weeks. He put a cap. I don't want to let the genie out of the bag here, and I'm not sure which part of the interview this is, the audio we're going to hear is from, but Leno said he didn't want to do another late-night show. He didn't say he didn't want to be on the television. He did say he didn't, and I think that there are a lot of people who wish he would go to Fox, and that was part of the conversation. Anyway, here's a good deal of what Leno talked about to Steve Kroft last night.
Leno will surrender The Tonight Show he inherited from Johnny Carson 22 years ago. Like Carson, he goes out on top, though not under circumstances of his choosing. But he survived in a cutthroat business largely on his own wits and talent.
It's just you, right? You don't have an agent? You don't have a manager?
No, I don't have an agent or a manager.
But you know, the thing is, I get the unfiltered truth this way. No one says to me, look, Leno sucks. He stinks. We want him out of here.
Jay, they're very happy with you, but they want you to change. Well, I get it right from the horse's mouth, you know, and that's what I prefer.
He's never been the critic's favorite, particularly in New York and Los Angeles, where some find him bland and unadventurous. But neither has Leno gotten his due. He's always had a feel for the audience in the middle of the country and outside the major urban areas.
How did you do it?
Well, I think it's you're trying to appeal to the whole spectrum. If you look at the monologue, for every smart, insightful joke, there's a goofy joke, and a silly joke, and a fun joke, and then a clever joke. That's the trick. You try to have something for everybody.
And it's worked for you.
Seems to.
But there's been plenty of turbulence along the way.
Arr, I'm a pirate!
It began in 2004 when Conan O'Brien, Leno's young heir apparent, threatened to leave and go to Fox if NBC didn't promise to give him The Tonight Show. The network agreed to what it hoped would be an orderly succession plan, in which Conan would replace Leno in 2009. Leno was one of the last people to find out.
First time I got blindsided.
What did they tell you?
Oh, you're out. We got, you know, we're going to go with this and blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay. And I, okay.
You're out. You're fired. You got four more years.
Yeah, that was basically it. Sure.
Did you ask them why they had decided to do this?
No.
You didn't?
No. I mean, why?
No, no, I don't mean like. No, I mean like. No, I mean kind of like. Okay, so why?
You know,
what's the logic
behind this? I don't want to see you anymore.
Why?
You know, she doesn't want to see you anymore. Okay.
They didn't say that. They said we don't want to see you after 4 more years.
You're fired 4 years from right now.
888. Watch that. It was pretty. The whole thing was actually quite entertaining. A little annoying, but that's okay because he said you want to do a late night show. Anyway, Croft talked to Leno a little more about taking the Tonight Show back.
Leno's 10 o'clock show tanked, and so did the ratings of the Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien, which dropped out of first place. NBC panicked when the network's affiliates began clamoring for Leno's return to his 11:30 time slot, and NBC agreed.
I said, sure. I said at the time I was going to do a half hour, and I believe Conan was going to follow later. He didn't want to do that. He quit, and so they gave me the show back.
Were you surprised?
Stunned. Oh, all right. All right, fine. Yes, I said, really?
What was supposed to be an orderly transition instead turned into an unscripted reality show that played out every night on late night television.
Hosting the Tonight Show has been the fulfillment of a lifelong dream for me. And I just want to say to the kids out there watching, you can do anything you want in life. Yeah. Yeah, unless Jay Leno wants to do it too.
You were the bad guy. You were portrayed as being the bad guy. Yeah, I didn't quite understand that. But I never chose to answer any of those things or make fun of any of the other people involved. It's not my way. And you just go and you be a comedian, you do what you do.
There were a lot of people that felt you should have just, a lot of people, including Conan,
yeah,
felt that you should have gone off to ABC or to Fox or someplace else.
Well, you know something, NBC is my home. Don't forget, back in 2004, I went into work one day and, hey, you lost the show.
What?
So suddenly it was taken from me, and then they said, we want to give it back to you. I said, fine.
Did you try and talk NBC into getting rid of Conan so you could come back?
No, never. I never in my wildest dreams thought that would happen. Never. It never occurred to me they asked me to come back. I thought he would do fine.
Well, he didn't, and you did. So congratulations on a job well done. Jay Leno on CBS last night, 60 Minutes. 59 past the hour and good.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.